Hey, you are now listening to the That's Why We're Single podcast featuring DB, Ellie to the Owen, and Draven A. Listener discretion is strongly fucking advised.
Keep your head up, right? Keep your head up, staying focused on my grind. I ain't got time for nothing. DB and Leon is on the line. What's up? We got Dre on the way. Yeah, we shine like summers. And the times done change. It's hard to really know who you can trust when it come to love or lust. Yeah, the homies go back, way back, like back in 92. It's up light blue.
Hey, yo, that background saucy, though. Look at that background, though.
Mm.
So, one of
it'll be nice. It'll be nice if you was, like, sitting down, like, so people that's actually watching the recording and shit can see you.
I know. I want them seeing me applying coconut oil to my face. That's weird.
that's your moisturizer of choice? Good.
Yeah, I kind of didn't even want to know that.
Interesting. I mean, it's interesting that he got that on deck, though.
You said he...
Y'all know about my guy Leon, man. Like, he keeps some shit in his pocket. You feel me?
Ellie's a motherfucking O-N.
Wait, what do you keep in your pocket, Leon?
I don't keep nothing in my pocket except money, but I have I have coconut oil on the side, though.
Oh, okay. Money with coconut oil on the side.
You got to. A, you don't want to ash your beard. B, you don't want to ash your face.
I do feel like coconut oil is like the universal, like, what's the name? Oh, okay, I see you. New follower and shit. How you doing?
It's a universal moisturizer and lubricants.
What kind of lubricant? What y'all talk about?
A lubricant.
We don't live there. We don't have those problems. But it's
we don't have those problems. But yeah. You need that.
Hey.
But what up, everybody? This your boy DB. This is That's Why We're Single, the podcast, the quarantine edition. We are all broke. Recording from different locations and shit. We got some special guests, but before we introduce the special guests, you know, we gotta let motherfuckers know who we are. It's your boy DB.
The Chicago nigga! It's
your boy Ellie to the Owen. Still, once again, king of motherfucking champagne. You can't really see it because of the background, but you already know what it is.
Detroit!
Dre with an A. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, I guess the A stands for hey, hey, hey. Who that man?
All right, and this is That's Why We're Single special edition. We got two ladies in the building all the way down in Houston, Texas. Shout out. Shout out to the next man. Y'all go ahead and introduce y'all.
All right, it's your girl, Steph.
You call her Stephanie. Uh-huh. I call her Heffany.
Girl, Jarrell.
I'm clean and it be.
So we're with the Are We Doing This or Not podcast.
Nah, I need different energy. I don't like this energy. Go ahead. I need y'all to get hype.
I'm busy. Shit.
Oh, my bad.
So we're going to upload this visually on Facebook, YouTube, wherever the case is. You know, how you guys see us and how we interact and stuff like that. But, you know, if you're listening to the podcast on Monday, then by all means, you're just hearing the audio. But I definitely think it's something you should watch. It's about to get very comical in here because the energy was amazing during all the pregame, and I should say it's definitely about to get live. I'm telling y'all right now, these two ladies, they don't pull no punches. they about to let motherfuckers have it, and just about to bring a new vibe to the podcast, man. Real quick, make sure you guys follow us on all our social media platforms. That's Linktree/ That's Why We're Single. Ladies, y'all want to plug y'all podcast real quick?
Absolutely. So you can find us on Instagram at Are We Doing This or Not podcast. We're on Anchor FM and Spotify right now as well under the same name. Soon to be on iTunes. Can't wait for that.
iTunes be bullshitting.
Right? What? Like, come on with the come on. It's been like 2-3 weeks already.
iTunes, it should be any day now. Like, it took us about 2-3 weeks to get uploading this shit on iTunes, but it's coming any day now. This shit might be up by Monday by the time y'all what's the name? Time we release this audio. So Going through our regular regime, we're going to change it up a little bit because obviously we got no church announcements because all of us are still on fucking quarantine. So there is no anything. Like, I think everybody just got their shit extended till in Ohio, we got our shit extended till, what is it, April 30th?
I think, or May 1st, something like that.
May 1st, some shit like that. So
I'm already calling off on that day. So just to let y'all know.
Yeah, definitely. Swear to God.
It's a Friday. What for? What are you going to go on Friday for?
If we can get out, though.
Can I tell y'all something, though? This pandemic is, you know, speaking as a frontline worker, it's not going to be over. I had to plug that, you know? It's not going to be over in May. Y'all going to be inside for a long time.
I agree. I think it's going to be until the end of the year.
What? You taking it too far.
I'm thinking the end of the year. Because they keep saying April and May is supposed to be like the peak season. So
we have not reached our peak yet at all by any means in the United States. So we are going to be inside for a long time. Outside is out the question.
It ain't happening.
Okay, so how long do you think outside is going to be closed for?
Outside is closed indefinitely.
No.
You better figure it out.
Probably until, I want to say, I mean, I'm not an expert or nothing, but probably for most of the summer.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What do you consider summer months?
So here's the thing. Once the United States hits the peak and we start to see a drop in numbers across all 50 states, then they will start opening stuff up again. But until we get that drop, we are not going over.
I want y'all to listen.
Stay the fuck inside the crib.
Stay your ass at home.
Stay at home.
Okay.
I told fuck.
You know what? Motherfuckers are out
here with masks on and gloves, touching stuff, contaminating everything. Y'all making the problem worse. Stop having kickbacks and shit. Like, stay home. Please.
Can we fuck during the quarantine?
So a couple weeks ago, I said no, but I have changed my answer. Yes.
You're changing your answer? Okay, we can fuck during the quarantine. Okay, I like that.
Y'all can fuck during the quarantine. Absolutely.
Well, too late. Are you there?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely been fucking during the quarantine.
But you gotta ask those questions first. Like, where have you been? Have you had any travel outside the United States? Do you have a temperature? Do you have a cough, runny nose, etc.? Are you willing to wear a mask when you hit this?
Girl, that's some new shit. I
kind of... Wait a minute, what kind of mask? Because we are human masks.
Like, I
ain't bought
mask.
One of those since 83.
Oh, wait, so everybody's been fucking?
Everybody's been fucking?
Yeah, I've definitely been fucking.
Well, fuck all of y'all. Fuck everybody on the line, on the video. And fuck everybody who's listening that's fucking. Everybody.
Hey, but you know what? I applaud you. I applaud you for being compliant with it. Yes, absolutely. Give her a round of applause for being compliant and shit. Right? You are doing your part to flatten the curve, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, straight up. If I did not have children,
congrats to your celibacy.
Your appointments will still be alive and well. Mm.
Alive and well. Let's go ahead and get into the podcast. Now, you know, at
hey,
this
Dre.
Point,
hi, Dre.
Hey, Dre. Welcome.
So nice of you to join us.
About time, nigga.
But let's go
over
ahead.
There making, he was making craft cocktails and shit in the background.
I know, I see him. Nigga, oh, shaking out stirred ass nigga over there.
What did you make, though? What is that?
It's not just the little Patron margarita.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
Not that work, you know. But mm-hmm. I usually drink Remy, but we'll do what it do.
Okay.
I see brown skin niggas.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready for free game?
Free game.
Free game.
Free game.
Free game.
All right.
Free game.
Dre got the hookah lit. You know what I'm saying? So usually we get y'all the free game, but because we have guests in the building, we're gonna be hospitable. We're gonna let the ladies take over. We're gonna let the ladies take over the free game this week. So without further ado,
hold on. Say that again. You gonna let us do what?
We're gonna let the ladies take over free game.
Oh.
Just the ladies take over part was the part that I liked. But okay.
All you right, want me to so say it again?
Say it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Are We Doing This or Nah podcast featuring Steph and Dro, ladies taking over the free game.
Again.
One more time.
Free game topic is how do you do what?
What are you talking about?
How do you keep your desires in check during quarantine? Masturbate. The end. Let's go.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm the only one who can get fucked. So I feel like I am an expert in this topic or on this topic right now. But play with your pussy. I mean, if you're a female, obviously you masturbate. Lots of that. Pornhub graciously gave us a week free of their premium. First it said it was 30 days. Who the fuck pays for Pornhub anyway?
Nobody. This shit is completely free. You can watch everything. There's no limits. You can do all the categories.
I was like, wait a minute. Like, have I been paying and I just don't know that I've been paying for it? Because
people out here, guys.
I didn't know that it was actually like, I didn't know that it costs. But masturbation, porn, a whole bunch of fucking porn, a bunch of masturbation. If you want to mix the two, that's cool too.
Masturbation porn. Got it. We got
right.
It. Okay.
Just repeat.
I mean, I offered earlier to make a fans only account if that's what y'all need. I mean, I got you. Drew.
Let's talk about OnlyFans, because I know a lot of motherfuckers out here that's struggling. You know what I'm saying? That's the lost their jobs, and you know, God bless everybody that's lost their job. But they out here making these OnlyFans pages. How y'all feel about that shit?
Smart, believe in yourself.
Smart as fuck. Look, like, we live in the gig economy anyway. Like, hell yeah. So people, listen, man, I've had so many weird ass motherfuckers slide in my DMs talking about they'll pay me to see my feet.
Yuck.
Right. Feet are gross.
You don't like feet? What's wrong with feet?
Hell no.
I personally think feet are disgusting. Like, don't put your feet on me. None of that.
Don't touch me with your feet. Don't do nothing with your feet.
Don't touch me with your feet. But
no, don't touch me with your feet. But I don't want to see them. Like, I wouldn't dare pay to see somebody's fucking feet.
What you doing with the pictures, though?
Huh?
Ooh.
Masturbate. You know, niggas be.
Everybody got a price. What would you pay for?
What would I pay for? I wouldn't pay shit for some feet. But what would I charge?
What would you charge? Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to that point.
We're gonna come back to that.
What you would pay for? Everybody got a price for something.
I'm not paying for a goddamn thing.
Tags.
Save
for the niggas in the back.
For some feet, it depends. Like,
Time out. So. While we're on the subject, y'all got fetishes, I'm sure. So how much would you pay for your fetish, whatever it is? Let's talk about that. That's how you, what,
man,
Darius.
So,
I'm not paying shit for a fetish, but fellas, what y'all paying for fetishes?
I can see my fetish for free.
Facts. I need to pay.
I ain't got no fetish for real. Like, none of weird shit.
No, wait a minute.
We're not talking about weird. Like, you know what? It's just
I'm about to classify weird, though, because what your weird is not my weird.
I mean, I'm just saying,
exactly.
Like, you would be fucking feet. I'm not fucking nobody's feet.
But motherfuckers like feet. I'm just saying. Like,
no, I'm just saying too. Like, I'm not fucking nobody's feet. I'm not paying to fuck nobody's feet.
Okay, so, not that I have necessarily dabbled in that life, but I used to have this Tumblr account, not giving out the name to it. I used to have a Tumblr account, and I would post it, and like people would like message me and be like, I'll pay you this much to see this, and blah, blah, blah.
And that's the beauty of being a woman.
Because women ain't gonna pay us for shit.
Would you get cashed out though? Would you get cashed out? We need the answers. The people need to know.
Niggas are weird. They like seeing weird stuff. They'd be like, let me see your back fat roll, ma. Okay, how much? $35, $40? You wanna see my back fat? I got you.
The sex industry thrives so much because of men.
It's a billion-dollar industry, of course.
Right.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about this, though, because I feel like women really enjoy porn, too.
I know. Oh, yeah, not pay for this shit. The way you said, who gonna pay for this shit? It's millions of men paying for it.
Oh, absolutely.
For what? For Pornhub Prime?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's the same shit. It's literally the same on regular Pornhub. No, I take that back. It's more like home video shit on the
Hold on. Let's talk about
I don't want to see home video stuff.
I ain't paying for nothing when Tumblr.
I love home video porn.
It's just me and my girl,
But let's go to OnlyFans. You don't see a lot of guys got accounts, but women have accounts because guys are paying for it.
That's true.
Yeah, would you wait a minute, hold on, ladies, would y'all want to see a man's OnlyFans account? Like, what would he do?
Why? Because y'all give dick pics for free.
They be girl, like some, for free. They don't even have to say hello to you. They just, here you go, dick pics.
I'll never forget. I will never forget when this man slid in my DMs with them ashy, crusty ass balls. He had
what?
Balls, and he was just
sitting. So ashy, it was terrible.
So fucking ashy. I was like,
so you saw the balls then, huh? You saw them, huh, Steph?
Hell yeah. I screenshot. I was like, dog, look at the shit that be in my DMs, man.
Oh my gosh.
And the balls were so fucking ashy. And then the motherfucker had the audacity to have on some fucking flip-flops with some socks on. And then his, like, he was so lazy. He couldn't, like, take off the shorts. Like, the shorts and the drawers was just at his ankles. Damn, nigga, like, at least take it off. Like, let me get a whole visual of the. I mean, I don't, you know, dicks are ugly. I don't really care to look at niggas.
So, that's not like a free game to me. Hey, fellas, make sure your balls is moisturized.
Please
make
lubricate sure, the balls.
Make sure you balls. You don't make got sure your. They got
some, what, put the coconut away.
I don't think dicks are ugly.
I think dicks are fucking ugly. Dicks are ugly.
These are y'all conversations now.
Especially if they're veiny and shit. They just look angry, like, ooh.
Okay, so porn obviously is a way to keep your desires in check. What else can we do?
I mean, meditate. That's really it.
Oh yeah,
no. You can meditate. You can meditate
without that. Yeah,
meditate, yoga. You know, all of that. So that way, when outside do open back up, you know, I'm good and flexible.
Like, I definitely think you need to do something to keep yourself busy because it's so much bullshit that's going on, like, mm-hmm. with fucking all the shit that's going on around us. Like, you gotta do something to keep yourself busy. If that's masturbating till your shit fall off, then goddamn it, you do that shit. But like, a motherfucker's always passing around this meme that's like, if you pretty much aren't like working on something else or working on a craft or whatever, it's because you just don't have the fucking dedication. It's not that you didn't have the time. Because motherfuckers is locked up for like 30 fucking days now. So any fucking thing that you wanted to do that you fucking, you know what I'm saying, had any inkling of doing, like, now's the fucking time to do it because you can't go out nowhere. Motherfuckers about to start getting their motherfuckers
but
getting
what
their
if,
ass
with. But what if some people, like, don't have the capacity to do that right now? Like, I saw that meme, too. I actually saw it on Instagram on my way home from work. And one of them said something like, you know, you don't have to start a hustle. You don't have to be creative. You don't have to do this. Why don't you just focus on being healthy, whatever that means to you?
Right.
Yeah, that's
because another thing. Just because you have the time, that might give some people some type of pressure, feel some type of way. But I think... was it WhatsApp and Uber Eats and stuff? The last time there was a recession or something, that's when those ideas were birthed. So this is a good time for that. But people shouldn't have to feel pressured to be creative and work on a craft or work on some other shit. People out here just trying to focus on being healthy.
I think it's more so pressure.
Work on something, whether it's a business idea or whatever. Just work on, or it's you. Like, work on something. Don't just sit your ass at home watching Netflix all damn day.
Yeah, well, or you better create a hobby or something. You better like collect basketball cards. You better play a video game. You better do something. Hey, niggas is creative nowadays. You can make money off basketball cards. I made plenty of money.
Look here.
We're going on basketball cards. Fuck all that shit. So we had a conversation earlier off screen, and we was talking about porn. So I'm gonna bring the shit back to porn. What I want to talk about is, what is your favorite types of porn? We got into it a little bit, but ladies first, obviously.
You can go ahead, Steph. You go first.
Okay. So I don't really participate in the white porn movement. Neither one of us do because it's gross. No, I shouldn't say that. It's not our thing.
It's fucking gross.
My favorite category is the big dick category.
Yes.
just big black dicks.
BBDs.
That is my favorite category. Sometimes I venture into the little anal section. But that's pretty much where I live. Yeah. Ebony porn, you know.
Yeah. So I really don't like white porn. Mainly because it's fucking trifling. Like, white porn is trifling. Like, the fantasies or the storylines are always fucking like, is this kind of, like, this is low-key illegal? Like, it's always some, like, weird shit, like, stepdad fucks barely legal step. Like, that shit is fucking nasty. So you out here fucking your stepkids, like, and nigga, she looks 16. Like, it's just gross. I don't fuck with the white porn. It makes me gag, not in a good way. And then I don't really fuck with, like, scripted porn, you know, where it's like, Matthew, I'm a teacher, and in order to get a passing grade, you have to eat my pussy. Don't like that. I like to watch, I guess my thing is when I'm watching porn, I like to feel like I'm just flying while watching y'all fuck. And I don't really care for a lot of, like, storyline in the fucking, just, let's just start.
Just fucking. Get to it. Talk nasty. Right. Get to it.
Right. You could talk nasty. Fucking. You know, and I feel also another reason I don't really like white porn is because they just say a lot of unnecessary ass shit during porn. Like talk. Like cock, like cunt. Like, don't call my pussy a cunt. Don't do it. That's gross.
y'all kind of beat me to my next question. I was gonna say why y'all don't like that specific type of porn. Like, y'all just want fucking. Y'all don't need no stories. Like, y'all don't need no, like, build
up. Man,
y'all
trying to get to some penetration.
It just black porn just hit different. Just
like why is that? Why is that?
Because let me tell you, black people not about to sit up here, black or brown folks, we not about to sit up here and be like, yeah, I'm fucking that sweet cunt. I don't want to hear that shit.
It does nothing for me. So
it's absolutely nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all.
Wait, who says sweet cunt? They say that?
That's white people. White people.
You know that. You know they be saying that stupid shit.
They say all kinds of shit.
So what do y'all like then?
I'll go first. I don't care because I ain't scared.
You ain't scared.
I ain't never been scared. So one of my things is it's super weird. It's not weird because I like it, so I don't care. I like BBW porn.
BBW porn. Come on.
I ain't never been scared. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'll take you down either way, whatever size you are. You know what I'm saying? I like big breasts. I like that. That'd be the fun ones because I like to see them drones bounce. And then interracial. I have no problems with it. And it's usually, like, I don't care which side, like, what is what, though. I don't care if it's, like, black or, like, you know, white guy or black girl or black guy, white girl, preferably black guy with a white girl because it looks way better aesthetically because I am, you know,
right.
Colored. So those are usually the ones that I go for. I don't really try to venture out to anything else because I don't care about penises.
That's your safe one thing.
Yeah, I don't care about it. I don't want to see guy on guy. I don't need to see none of that stuff. You can push it to the left. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, what about y'all?
I think with me, you stole my answer because I was definitely gonna say BBW.
BBW is it though.
But I gotta stick to the
ones that suck you dry and eat some lunch with you.
Man, I'm telling you, BBW, and I'm an ass man, which is crazy, but I love titty twerking. There, I like a titty twerking.
Like, you like
titty twerking?
Like the move? Like,
titty twerking. Like, yeah, like titty be. Down? Yeah. Love that shit. And then flexible shit. Like, if it's a flexible chick,
titty twerking?
Do you have a favorite porn star? I don't know their names.
I am a porn connoisseur. I told y'all, Mrs. Jerry Carlisle.
Mrs. Jerry Carlisle.
So fucking nasty.
I like Tiana Trump.
Disgusting.
She's too little.
Texas before she got her titties done. Like I like natural.
She nasty though.
But Tiana got no tits.
Tiana Trump.
Man, it ain't about the titties. Man. Like, okay, we'll take like it's about proportion. It's about proportion for me. Like, I don't want to see this big fat. Well, you can get away with not having any tits if you got a big booty, but I don't want to see like big stupid titties with no ass.
Not crazy.
Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see that, and I definitely don't want to see like. Well, no, like I said, you can get away with it with a fat ass. I guess I'm just an ass person, but
there it is.
I don't know. I don't fuck with the massive titties and no ass.
Not
Williams shape. I can't fuck with it.
Yeah, not crazy like titties, but they gotta have a nice size though. Like you can't with no titties, it'd be kind of boring. Like she gotta like she nasty.
I ain't got no titties, and my niggas ain't never bored.
But they never. Okay. Never like,
okay.
I'm
bored.
But I'm saying, You got a little weight on you, not in a bad way, but I'm saying like Tiana Trump is a twig.
I got a little ass. I got a little bit of ass.
She is a little small.
Yeah, she's nothing there, so it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying.
I heard the skinny, like the skinny twiggy bitches are the ones that could. Excuse me, ladies. The skinny twiggy women are the ones that could take the most dick.
I mean, yes and no. it's all relative. I mean. I know some big girls who can't take it either, so that don't mean nothing.
No, I heard like skinny girls could take it. Like skinny girls could take dick. No.
So yeah, so there's no difference. There's no difference.
No difference.
No, it's
I mean
not.
It can't be,
no,
right?
Like, I feel like skinny, yeah, I feel like skinny chicks take the dick. Like they'll take the dick and they look at you like that's all you got. Like hey, you get a thicker chick, she'll moan and groan and motherfucking make you feel like you got the motherfucking King Kong of dicks in this person. Bitch. Like,
you know what I'm saying? That's all the person, really. For real. It could be.
That's a fact. Yeah.
You know, who they was fucking with. You know what I'm saying? What they tolerance is to pain. Whatever else. It ain't really got to be no size to it.
It don't really. I mean, it's just all about your positioning and all about the. I mean, if you hitting the left and the right, you know what I'm saying, the middle joint, like it's
man, let's be real. It also can go into the kink bag, you know what I'm saying? Like how kinky they
kink
are.
Kink bag is different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody different, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, questions.
I don't like fucking with skinny chicks.
Wait, I got a question real quick, because you know, since we talking about kinky shit, I think our listeners know that Steph and I are pretty much down for anything. But
it ain't no no's in y'all circle, huh? Got it.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen,
y'all just got a couple extra followers from us.
Anywho, so we're pretty much down for anything. But like, I feel like men, they're not as like free sexually because they're like, oh, I don't want you touching on this or that because you know it doesn't feel whatever. But there are a lot of nerve endings, certain areas of your body that should.
If y'all ever had your prostate tickled.
Yeah, have you ever got your ass ate?
So listen, hell no. Nah. Ew, yuck, gross.
The fuck?
First off,
okay, maybe not ate, but like,
hold on, we talked about
licks or something, or like touch, just like
we talked about this before on our show. I was the only one that was like, if they did it, I'd probably be like, okay, I probably wouldn't.
There, not me.
But I would not
have that, brother.
But like, if you decide to do that,
like.
Yeah, exactly. But if you decide to do that, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, if it feel good, I might be like, all right, whatever. But if it's like, nah, you got to chill.
Nah. It's not happening whatsoever. That's a no.
Okay,
but
are you? But, okay, well then, if you don't want to like get your booty licked or whatever, are you licking or eating ass?
Nah.
Wait, what?
It's 2020.
Y'all don't eat ass?
Y'all don't eat ass?
For what? What do I need to do that for?
If your partner, if whoever you're sexually active with enjoys that, why not? If you're pleasing a woman and
yeah,
why not?
Listen,
because
listen,
I know for me personally, I'm a kisser.
Nigga, get in the screen. What are you doing?
I am in the screen.
What does that mean? Like if somebody.
So that means, you know what I'm saying? If I'm we fucking around and let's say I do that shit, you know what I'm saying?
I want to might come up and want to kiss you in the mouth. I'm not finna fucking, I don't want to kiss you in the mouth with your ass. Like, no.
But you.
Now you got ass face.
Let's go back. So let's say, all right, so y'all ain't never 69 before? Because that ass is all up in that face.
Okay. But I know where to go.
I'm not saying that you don't know where to go.
My geographical coordinates is pretty good.
Okay,
I know I ain't trying to go north of the border. I'm trying to stay as south of the border as possible.
Listen. So let's say that you're fucking. So y'all are fucking, okay. Right? And she, right. You know, I mean, even hell, if you eat her out, like, what's the, I mean, I'm not saying that there's no difference between the pussy and the ass, but like, what's the fucking difference?
It's a major difference, but I mean, that's number one. You okay with someone just slipping up and be like, oh, you know what? I put my tongue in your ass. All right, you cool with that?
My ass is fucking clean.
That's cool.
I'm cool with it because my ass is clean.
I mean, it sounds like you had an enema prior to that then.
No, it's not.
I mean, that means your ass is not that clean then, baby girl.
No. Your ass, so you have to, okay. So people who get their ass understand that you got to clean the ass to get the ass ate. Don't nobody want to eat a dirty ass booty hole? Like, that's disgusting.
Some people first don't off. Know that though. Some people be trying to get that dirty
you
ass.
If you are, listen, if you get your ass, I mean, look, if you are of age to be fucking, you need to be clean. Everything down there.
Oh, that's a fact. Yeah.
And anyway, I don't want to see no unmanicured dicks. Like, if you got a whole bunch of, look, I'm not trying to have no fucking
people. Unmanicured dick.
Talk about it. You want him to have a taper. You want him to have a little low Caesar. You want him to have a
low
Caesar.
Low Caesar. I'm good with the low Caesar. Like, I'm not feel like a pussy down there, but I'm good with the low Caesar. I just don't want no fucking pubes down my throat. That's disgusting.
You don't want the full Bob Marley popping. Yeah, I get it.
No,
it's understandable.
Down your throat.
All that shit needs to be out the way so we can do our thing efficiently and with vigor.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's all understandable. So we're agreeing that pews are not. I mean, they are. You can have them there, but you can't have like a motherfucking
man. They've been a landing
rumble
in
the jungle.
Yeah,
but for me, I fucking hate. I hate hair. Like even
me
hair
too.
Down there,
I hate hair.
Hate fucking hair.
Yeah,
like
same.
I feel like hair holds funk. Like besides my beard, I mean, I ain't gonna get into too many details. I know my niggas is right there, but like, it's cool. You feel me? Y'all try to keep it. You know what I'm saying? Low to the ground. You feel me? Like. But yeah, I hate fucking hair. But I, oh man,
you,
like, I've definitely turned down. I've turned down eating a chick because she had that snappy nappy dugout. I'm sorry. Like,
I mean,
who the fuck is fucking with a lot of hair down there?
That motherfucking shit. Look, I'm like, yes, motherfucker, still be out here all natural and shit.
Hey, you might have dodged an STD. No, you could be all natural and trim the shit.
Some dudes don't care, but they don't care.
And them be the ones that be fucking raw. But
them be the niggas, right? Them be the niggas that be sending you the crazy ass fucking Tinder messages and shit.
Right?
I'm raising my hand right here. Wait a minute. So y'all saying y'all don't fuck raw?
No. I didn't say that. Cause
I. Oh, okay. I'm about to say because, like you said, 2020.
No. I'm talking about no. Who doesn't fuck raw? I'm talking about them be the ones that want to fuck raw off top. Like if we just started fucking. I'm not fucking you raw because I don't know what the hell you got going. I don't know what else you got going. I'm not doing that.
But all right, so look though, if that happens, right? So if he's slipping in, you gonna stop him?
You're not gonna slip in raw because I got condoms too. So no.
No, it's not
a whole drawer.
I got Magnum, I got Trojan, I got some for the blessed motherfuckers, I got some for the motherfuckers. Well, I don't
Condoms are condoms. Magnums ain't even for real.
That's what I heard.
I don't like Magnums.
They're not.
Need to like boost yourself up for the moment, go ahead.
That, a lot of people say Magnums are trash, though. I did hear that a lot.
Magnums definitely are trash.
They break. Magnums
definitely are trash.
Oh, let me throw those out.
Somebody was telling me.
I don't know what they do.
Because you need your fucking protection. But
yeah, No. I have a slew of, like, I have an array.
She has a plethora.
Somebody was telling me about a brand called Skin. I was seeing
Yes.
That's legit. Nah, it's legit.
No, there's a better one. Hold on, let me go get it.
Oh shit.
Right.
Oh shit.
Wait a minute.
This is the shit
that don't happen. You don't see this shit, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're viewing this shit live. This is what happened when you got a damn nurse on a damn podcast. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I really want to see what the fuck she about to go get though. Like,
me
really
too. I want to see this shit.
Like, I am interested now because I ain't bought condoms since 1944. So,
I can't really say. Hmm? You been fucking the same person?
Hmm? Oh, what's that again? Show it to the camera.
Okay, so this one is called Lilo Hex. It's really thin, and it's okay. The bigger fellas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It has a nice texture. It has a nice everything.
Put Magnus it on the screen so okay. I can take a picture.
Lilo Hex. Nah, you don't work for
I'm about to go Google that.
I mean, just in case
I
need to.
I wear condoms. You never know. What the fuck am I wearing? I'm sorry, I don't wear condoms, so.
Well, I'm single, so condoms are a must over here.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah.
That's understandable.
I'm in a relationship, so for me, it's like.
Oh, yeah, if you're in a relationship, we fucking raw all the time.
By all means, right.
What do you mean?
I agree. There's no lie about it. I mean, if you got someone on a regular, you don't need to do it either.
Right. I went to go look for it like I'm about to go use the motherfuckers. Like,
No, but this is good. This is good.
I'm getting a motherfucker call on Monday. Like, who the fuck you getting called? What the fuck you getting condoms for?
Okay, so I have a question. When is the right time? Obviously, when you're in a relationship, you start fucking raw. But like, if you start fucking raw before that, like, is there a conversation? When is the right time for that?
I'm so fucking lonely.
Do you know that you're exclusive?
Yeah.
I'm
asking
the dude.
Three, oh, shit. I'm like.
You get 3 to 5 times, and then after that, it's like.
So you fuck somebody 3 to 5 times, and after that, it's like, I can hit it raw. I can slap you.
All right. I'm going to buy off this conversation, so, because I don't know.
I can say 3 to 5 times, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little comfortable.
But you can fuck somebody 3 or 5 times in a weekend.
You feel me?
That's what I'm talking about.
He'd be like, all right, cool.
Come on,
so
I'm Darius with the energy. Yes.
Right, like so
I ain't talking about in a weekend. I'm talking about like if you do it May, June, July, it's like, all right, like
we've been fucking. Why is it a month in between?
Why is there so much time?
Oh, that's a whack you gotta replace that pussy appointment.
I mean, I'm not in a relationship, so you know what I'm saying? I don't
what that mean out here. I'm not in a relationship either. I fuck weekly.
I'm saying I don't
not right now, currently, but you're right.
Well, you know, not currently.
Right. Round of applause Russia. Once again for her serving that damn quarantine and shit.
Damn. Good celibacy. There it is.
Rest in peace to the dick appointments until further enough.
2020 celibacy. We feel it. Hashtag.
I don't like it. I don't like
low key, low key, real quick though. So, Texas, are y'all under lockdown yet in Texas?
We're not under a lockdown, but they still have it feels like it. They have some curfews for certain counties, and we can. Oh, it's damn. A shelter-in-place, stay-at-home thing, so it's right. Not complete lockdown.
Girl,
we can go
to
the grocery store. I can go to work.
Right, So you can do the essential. So since y'all not under lockdown, then, Dro, I'm like, how long? Man, let's say y'all do like Ohio. Lockdown. But not, I'm saying like, let's say it's lockdown. Like. Let's say it's like Ohio. Like, we are under a stay-at-home shit until May 1st, I think you said, Leon.
Right, same in Houston.
So do you think you can wait till May 1st? Let's say, theoretically speaking, best case scenario, because I see Steph looking like May 1st, I'm going to be the damn day. I see him. But I'm saying best case scenario.
April 14th.
You're right. Best case scenario, can you make it to May 1st?
And wait, let me make a disclaimer, okay? 3 weeks into this whole pandemic thing, I didn't get none. Okay. Whole weeks. That was long enough. It was long enough.
But I'm gonna say yes, purely because like my dick appointments, they belong to the streets. So I don't know what
got you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like I don't know where they've been. So I mean if I gotta keep fucking myself, I'm gonna just keep fucking myself. Yes, that's just what it is.
Everybody out here, you gotta you get it. Boom, boom, boom. May not be the same consistent. But you know what I'm saying? If you're not with nobody, that's
what I mean, if they didn't belong to the streets, like if I had one that, was like consistent, I got one that's consistent, but he's needy and shit. So I don't know if I could like fuck him regularly like that.
But, he must be light skinned, huh? Yeah. He light skinned.
I don't like light skins. I don't like them. He just needy, like he just, you know, he be calling me babe and shit. Look, no, we ain't gotta do all that. Just
I got you, Queen. It's all good, Queen.
So this is
a question for everybody right now. It's April 2nd. Are you more concerned about catching an STD or the coronavirus?
STD.
Corona for sure. Corona. Easily Corona.
STD. Corona.
So why? So what about you, Jordan?
They right here.
I kind of feel like I've been exposed to the coronavirus just being at work, and I kind of feel like I had it in December already.
Exactly. Same here.
Exactly. I feel like I done had a cough before. Like, I'm straight.
I ain't worried about getting no STDs over here. So,
nah, I ain't.
I mean, you got a fucking drawer full of fucking every condom existing in fucking history. You got the exclusive shit. I know you ain't worried about catching no goddamn STDs.
I got like 4 or 5 different brands, you know, just in case.
You gotta be prepared.
Do a nigga like go in your drawer and be like,
hell no, you don't touch my shit.
Be like,
no, nope.
Are you picking for them? Like,
no, I'm just like,
I gotta pick it out.
No, I ain't gonna do that because I might hurt his feelings. But I'm like, here you go.
let's try this one instead. Yeah.
And if they go for like the extra large, I'm like, save that.
Dre, what about you, man? I ain't hear you chime in.
I'm a virgin.
I let them. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm a virgin. So
that's good.
Dre, you ain't no motherfucking virgin.
I don't. Dre,
you. Yeah, no.
Dude. I don't participate in those kind of activities. I'm a child.
Dre, you a virgin, Dre?
I'm a child of God.
And he just knows.
No damn virgin.
So
this conversation is making me feel real lusty, and I'm drinking wine.
Real lusty.
There it is.
Because Dre said he was a virgin. Wait a minute, Dre said he was a virgin. I was like,
yeah. Real lusty.
All right. Oh, I seen that look. I seen that look from Joe. Joe was looking like she's about to take advantage of you, my dude. She looked like she was going to fucking.
I was about to be like,
let me check these. Let me check and see how much these flights are from Houston to Columbus. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but Perillo? Dre said he'll flew you out. You'll get flewed out. What's good?
I'll get flewed out for $50. You're going to flip it out. I'm going to get flewed out.
When we're allowed to come back outside and when we're allowed to
come
we need to do a joint situation. Y'all should come
back.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah, I fuck with
you. Oh, I thought this was going somewhere else. I thought you said, like, when we allowed to go back outside, I'm going to say, I'm going to be fucking. everybody can come.
Let's go around with the, are you up?
Line them joints up.
Let's go around real quick. Your first day out of quarantine. Leon, what you doing?
Probably buying a car, more than likely, because it sounds like it's going to be October, so. Probably get a car.
Probably get a deal in 2020.
You feel me?
Dre, what you doing, man?
I'm sitting my ass in the house. I don't trust you niggas.
Right, you like, I gotta let that first wave of shit go through.
You gotta see what happens.
You know, yeah, I'm watching. Oh, then they turned up. Okay. But then when I go out, I'm gonna get carried out the club.
Oh, yeah. I already know where you're gonna be at, too, so I ain't tripping. It's good.
It's gonna be bad.
Oh, yeah, we already know. 890 Oak Tree, what's good? I see you with the shirt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Ladies, what y'all doing y'all first day out?
Bro, what you doing,
First day I'm out, I'm coming to take Dre's virginity.
There it is.
Ooh! Ooh-wee. Let me look at these Southwest. Let me look at these motherfucking Southwest flights real quick.
I might have to
pay that one for the cost.
Dude, they too much.
Hey, we can do that right now. Let's go. There you go.
We can talk off air.
We can make that happen. Like, let's go.
My nigga, you know they got now where, like, if you leave Ohio, you come back, you got to be in quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, no. I looked yesterday because I'm like, as soon as this shit happens, like, when it's over, they get a little bit deeper. I'm probably gonna go. I'm traveling somewhere.
No, you gotta get your tickets. Like, all jokes aside, you gotta get your shit now. Like, get it between now and like, what was it? Was it April? When was it, Steph? April 1st? No,
yeah.
May 1st?
April, yep.
May 1st. Get your tickets now between now and May 1st. And they don't, they're not gonna do any change fees for a year.
Oh,
so just dope. Book shit.
Yeah, no,
I might have to do that.
Yeah, Houston, I fuck with Houston a lot. Like, I went out there for my birthday this year.
Oh, do you?
So, yeah, I fuck with Houston. So that was one spot.
Let me stop.
I probably take another trip out of overseas somewhere. Now that we sit in the house for a month, I'm ready.
Steph, what about you? What you doing?
My first day out, I want to go like sit down at a restaurant and have like,
ooh, yeah,
a nice ass meal, and then I want to go listen to some trap music with, yes, my girls.
Music, yes.
All in the outside.
Yep.
You know what though? I'm having a house party.
There it is. We there.
We there.
There we there.
I gotta bring you a housewarming gift, don't I?
I gotta break it.
I know.
In. Gotta switch them out. My housewarming supposed to be May 2nd, but that shit did. So I gotta break the house in.
My nigga, this corona shit fucked up my whole traveling shit. I was supposed to be going to fucking Costa Rica first week of June. That shit ain't happening.
I was supposed to go to Cancun first week of June.
I was supposed to be in Mexico for my birthday on May 10th, and that shit is canceled.
Your birthday May 10th?
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
My birthday Saturday.
That's your birthday, too?
So since everybody else's birthday was canceled due to the COVID, can we all just say a quick prayer for the Leos out there so my Bahama birthday don't get canceled?
Girl, please.
You good. That shit is July. That good is July. Man. You good. Shit, I might worry about that.
Shit, I don't know. Right. Don't say that.
I don't know.
The universe. Don't that test the universe.
That 4th of July party going to be fucking ridiculous. No matter, everywhere. Like, niggas, here's the thing. I don't think niggas should never, ever, at least 6 months to a year, ever be like, okay, man, it ain't shit to do. Because niggas
hell
is
no,
literally been marinating.
With your ungrateful ass.
Niggas been marinating on trying to kick
for
it.
For months.
Right.
Hey, the crazy thing is, that's 890 Oak Street anniversary, though, July 4th. So, you already know. If we out of this quarantine, call the fire marshals, call the police, call the mayor. We shut the whole block down. It's happening. Everybody should know that right now. Whoever in Columbus, y'all from Houston, y'all come up, we make it happen. It's going down. Right.
Well,
you're listening to the That's Why We're Single podcast. It don't cost much to pay attention.
Well, the ladies, go ahead. So the ladies actually took the main topic and made it free game. So for this week, for the main topics, I want to talk about a couple of things that's going on in the outside world, outside our four walls and shit. Shit that's been happening outside the world. First thing I want to talk about is, I think what everybody's been fucking talking about in the world, if you haven't seen this shit, you with me, because I can't see this shit, is Tiger King.
Yo.
I can't watch that shit, bro.
Why? That shit is amazing.
I don't want to watch fucking drunk ass, trailer park ass hillbillies doing hillbilly shit.
Listen, man, Tiger King got polygamy, cults, sex, drugs, guns, and tigers. I'm sold. Like, what you talking
facts
about?
Darius, you gotta watch it though, B.
Like, you gotta watch that shit.
Forget what everybody talk about. You gotta take your time.
No,
Carol is fucking mental illness.
I tried to get into the fucking, I tried to watch it, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, next week I'm on vacation, so ain't like I'm going no motherfucking where I can watch this.
There
shit.
You go.
I tried watching that shit and I couldn't get past episode 2 when this motherfucker was turning straight dudes gay. I couldn't get it. I was like, what?
Talk about some motherfucking sauce. Talk about some juice.
No, that's
turning niggas gay?
He was grooming them for real.
He really was grooming. That was kind of like.
Listen, he was women too. Yeah, he was offering meth, and dude was 19. Let's come on, naive. At 19, what were you doing?
Right. Well, not smoking meth, but you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I get where you're going with that. Did y'all see that part? For those who did watch it, you seen the part where the dude was like, "Fuck these
tigers." Still recording.
These women trained.
Oh my bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
Buddy was curious. He was like...
He had like five wives. He had them all living in a compound.
I don't know, a compound for the joke.
He said, fuck these Tigers. How the fuck you got these women trained?
Hey, that's a fact, though.
That's what I'm saying. He was getting them dumb early. They're like
seven. Yeah, they was young. They was young and stupid.
Moving on the plantation or whatever the fuck it was. And then
he said the plantation.
It was a cult.
Yeah, he groomed
them. It was.
Yeah, it was a cult.
And then shit, once they got old enough, it was like, oh, I love them.
Right.
Didn't even notice that, you know what I'm saying? He'd been grooming you for 4 years.
Right.
Didn't what's the whole
virginity.
And can we talk about it real quick? Can we talk about it real quick?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. For sure.
I had my head down. What happened? Talk about
ain't
what?
Ain't no niggas gonna be doing that. Ain't no niggas about to do that.
ain't no black and brown motherfuckers about to do nothing like that.
One thing was like, my dad brought me over there and he dropped me up and told me be safe because he know.
I saw that shit
with the it was like one of the white girls that was over there at the King.
Yeah.
I'ma call a nigga King Dingaling because that nigga had like you said, that nigga had about 18 wives. Wow. Like that nigga was the pimp.
I haven't watched that many episodes.
We just spoiled
that. That is cinematic greatness. Like
it's crazy, but I'm with Darius because I watched a few episodes and I was like, what?
I mean, it could be a bit much. It's like,
oh no, it's not a bit much. It's more than a bit much.
Just blow a few and you're good. Just
like Shameless to me. Like y'all watch Shameless, like. That shit,
I can't watch Shameless.
That shit happened, but you be like, you just be hooked on it. Like, all right, bro.
I wasn't a big Shameless person.
I only watched Shameless because it was from the shot. That was it. And I watched that shit, and then like I binge watched that shit, and then when it came back on, I was like, yeah, I don't care to like watch the latest season. So I just said, fuck it. I was like, nah, I'm straight.
But they need a free Joe, dog. Joe Exotic, free that motherfucker. That's fucked up.
I know, because it wasn't.
First off, fuck Baskin, Joe.
No, she definitely. Nah, she Carol Baskin. I mean,
fuck Joe. But let that. We gotta free him. Like free that man. He paid for it. He couldn't say nigga. That's fraud.
But he mad he couldn't say nigga though. So for me, I'm like.
He was mad about that shit. He was mad as fuck. And then that tiger came and chomped on his ass.
Dog.
God, look at him.
Yo, how the fuck do you get your arm ate off by a motherfucking tiger and you back at work 7 days later?
Got me fucked up.
Dedication.
Like, if a tiger lick on me, I'm like, I can't go back to work.
Niggas is out here taking 2 weeks off because they got a cough. Shorty out here motherfucking got her arm ate by a motherfucking tiger.
And was right back at work.
What type of motherfucking dedication is that?
He probably paid for those medical bills. He was like, hey, you gonna pay me back?
He did pay for them. Yeah,
see?
He did.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, your arm gonna get ate off. You gotta go to the hospital.
Wait, you need bills paid or not. Listen, soon as her arm got chomped off, he came out with that medic jacket.
Are we talking about the same show?
Ready.
Yeah.
Ate the fuck. Hey.
I know that motherfucker was raw too. I need one of them.
Hey, he had this man like the drip don't stop.
Hey, that motherfucker was raw. I said, oh yeah, I'm gonna need to go find that thing.
I need that. I need that medic jacket. AP.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. First off, Stephanie, I definitely saw your little background. I see
that. Right.
You see the dancing. Yeah, I see the dancing.
You know.
Okay.
That's how you curb your desires during quarantine. You know what I'm
saying? For real.
You got in house though, so you got in house. You ain't got no desires.
What's that like?
Cheers to the in-house, you know what I'm saying? Cheers.
Nah, fuck y'all. fuck everybody with the in-house. But what's it like, though? What's in-house like right now?
It's just amazing.
She's living vicarious. Hey.
I am.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's everything I needed.
Damn.
It's like, who you going to trust? You going to trust that random-ass nigga out there that might have that Rona? You coming home to me. Boom.
But there were requirements because I had to ask the questions, and he was down to wear a mask.
Wait, let me. But wait, full, like, Like, free game. Ladies, don't accept proposals during the pandemic. Because penitentiary ish out here. Don't do it. Don't do it. I done seen proposals. They're acting real penitentiary-ish. Like, you know, having that pen mentality. Like, all of a sudden, the girl that you love this motherfucker. Like, you want to be with her for life. As soon as they open outside again, it's a wrap. Don't do it.
This is who's proposing.
I would say, who's proposing during this shit, though? Like,
this feels like cuffing season for real niggas. This is what it sounds like.
I know one for sure. Sat there and proposed. And this dumb motherfucker said yes. And he was in my DMs a couple months ago. But I'm not a snitch, so you know I'm not.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't too many motherfuckers that got proposed to, like.
She don't know.
Oh, she don't know? Okay. She ain't listening to the podcast? Okay.
Nah, she definitely listens to the podcast.
What's your name? Dre, what you doing, man?
Dre moving. He moving the ambiance, man. He moving. Right, I feel him. I see what you're doing there, Dre. Go ahead, do your thing, man. All right, let's talk about all these fucking celebrities that's keeping us entertained on social media and shit. Like,
they not.
Gotta, like, here's the thing. I respect, like, I was going to say, I respect, you know what I'm saying, what Timbaland and Swiss are doing with the whole Versus thing. That shit's fire. Right. Even though Manny Fresh laid an egg last night, that shit was
a major egg.
That nigga had egg last night. I'm sorry. Like, that nigga knew he lost. He was out there playing motherfucking remixes of Scott Storch shit. Like,
he said, you gonna play my own stuff?
Oh, you gonna play my shit? All right, I got a remix for that shit. Let me go ahead and play that shit real quick. Like, my nigga, nah, like, take this L. I ain't gonna say
he lost just because of the way that it was set up. You gotta think about it. If you take Manny Fresh out of the picture, you don't have no Cash Money records, bro.
That's true. Ain't nobody taking over for the 99s in the 2000s without me.
I respect Cash Money. I don't think it was a good matchup.
You gotta put
Manny against somebody like Paul Wall or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that's got their own fucking sound versus their own fucking sound.
You mean DJ Paul?
Somebody, shit, I don't know, motherfucker. Like DJ Paul.
I was like,
but nope, it's not gonna work.
Beyonce, and like, of course, Manny Fresh ain't got no slow beats for real.
That nigga was early in the game. Like, oh, we going R&B? Yeah, I ain't got no R&B. Like,
since we're talking about the whole DJ movement or celebrity, so D-Nice held it down for a couple weekends.
Man,
sure. No, he killed that.
No, wait, hold on. Caught off from the crib, Darius, Sean Mack.
Yes, he did his motherfucking thing.
He DJed at Bevy. I felt like I was home. It was
because the thing was, if y'all not hip to Sean Mack, this nigga was DJing like he had 50,000 motherfuckers. This nigga
was taking
off the headphones and shit, talking to niggas in the side. Like, this nigga act like he had a whole ass audience. Like, that nigga had.
But that's what you're supposed to do. It's showmanship. Like, right. you don't want to be boring.
That's a good DJ.
Like, you don't want to be just staring at the screen, like, look
right, like this.
The comments. Yeah, you're trash, bro. Like,
that's how Manny was looking last night. I know Manny was looking at the comments like, shit. He was like,
I'm getting smacked.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, I got to switch it up.
Smacked, yeah.
Right.
But, Darius, let's be real, though. We seen Manny Fresh DJ.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
We have.
No, I'll tell you right now. Manny Fresh is top five any DJ I fucking heard in my life. And he's definitely not five or four.
No,
definitely top five DJs you've ever heard in your life. If you have never heard DJ Manny Fresh, like, he's completely different from Manny Fresh, the producer. That motherfucker guy.
That is a fucking fact.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, shout out to Orange Soda. Shout out to the homies, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, because I think they bring him out. No, I'm going to shut my mouth.
You about to let Cat out the bag. Hey, man, chill out, bro.
My bad. Oops, my bad. Play as fuck up. But no, let's talk about, we talked about the good. Now we got to talk about the bad.
I'm so fucking tired of seeing Tory Lanez go live.
I was about to talk about. Let's talk about Tory Lanez.
I'm tired of it. Hey, I'm tired of seeing girl, like, bitches just do the most to be on live with him.
But Tory Lanez stole a whole nigga show, though. He stole a whole show. Nigga name was, like, I think, Justin LaBoy or something like that. He had low-key the best show. Tory came and stole it. Of course, he's more popular. But the nigga, It was like Demon Time Monday. He still do it, but his shit be going. He be having all, you know, little celebrities in there. Probably be like 25,000 people in that joint. But of course, Tory Lanez getting Drake and them to come to his shit. Can't compete.
That's different, yeah.
You can't compete with that shit.
I just think, honestly, Tory Lanez is a lame. Like, he's a goofy to me. Like, his whole presentation is trash.
Yeah, well, before this shit, I was like, oh, he looks like he has some big dick energy. But now it's
Tory
like,
Lanez?
Girl.
Tory Lanez?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But you know what? I got a soft spot for, like, New York and stuff.
He from Toronto.
Close enough. But anywho.
So. Rim shot.
Are you sure? I thought he was from New York.
No, he's a Canadian.
I'm Canadian.
Oh,
This entire time.
Hey, you just saw her heartbreak live on motherfucking.
I swear to God, I was like.
Yeah.
He's straight Canadian.
That actually makes sense. But no, so like, yeah, he looked like he had big dick energy prior to this. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, he got big dick energy. And now I'm like, ugh. Like, he go live every 5 seconds.
Now I'm like, ugh.
And then he just say the dumbest shit. Like, celebrities are mysterious, though. I don't like how accessible they are.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I need to keep, like, that's why I don't want to meet none of, I don't want to meet my childhood heroes because I feel like they may be a lame. Like, I don't want to follow them because they may be a lame. Like, I don't want none of that.
Beyonce is still like queen because Beyonce don't even have fucking captions to her pictures, dog. She don't respond. She don't do live.
Yeah, I don't know.
She don't respond to shit. Know. Like, she is Omarion about every situation.
Oh yeah, no, fact. That same thing. I say the same thing about Jay because Jay, when Jay pop up, niggas be like, "Oh, Jay, hey, what?" But
right.
Outside of that, niggas keep it pushing. Right. But since we talk about bad, Bootsy, is that bad energy? Like,
ugh.
He out here giving. Bootsy is funny. First off, I love Bootsy.
He's fucking ignorant.
Hey, everybody like an ignorant nigga from time to time.
No.
Oh, you're literally no more, but you did at one point in time.
I mean, when I was like 15, the fuck.
Oh, you're bad.
Don't get it twisted. Like Joe is from East Chicago, so she's like the first cousin. She's the first cousin of Chicago. You feel me? She's from there. You did
first cousins like, of Ignatz. I get it.
Like she's the first cousin of Ignatz. Like Boosie, my nigga's hilarious. He's hilarious, but he's. I guess I gotta laugh at the ignorance. Like you gotta realize, like remember this nigga was incarcerated and shit. You know what I'm saying? And so a nigga come out and nigga still got that motherfucking mentality. Like he don't realize this motherfucker 2020 now.
My nigga, he been out of jail for 10 years.
He don't realize it's 2020. So this nigga 2010.
It's not an excuse anymore. He been out for a minute, man.
You talk
about Boosie.
The ignorance,
ignorance of Boosie.
Boosie being alive and all of his ignorance.
What y'all feel about the challenges though? Like, do y'all liking the challenges? Is it too much of the challenges? What challenges y'all want
to
see?
I have an 8-year-old. That's who I just had to go attend to. He's hungry.
Shit, I'm home. You cooking?
I cooked yesterday and the day before that and the day before that.
Anyway, Darius.
Anywho.
Can you feel me?
Right. Damn. So I'm tired of seeing all the TikTok videos. They're cute. I kind of them with my son, but I'm also overseeing them. Like everybody and their mom is at home. Everybody's up on TikTok. Everybody's up on Thriller or whatever the other one is called. And it was cute at first, but now that we all these weeks into the pandemic, we need to do something else with our times. Sorry.
Yeah. What the fuck can we do though? You just literally said an hour ago, you're like, motherfuckers,
make
you
porn.
Know what I'm saying? You say motherfuckers shouldn't be pressured to do shit.
I told you what I'm gonna do. Like, I'm gonna make a fans only or OnlyFans page. Might as well.
Don't do it. Here's the thing, though. Don't do it.
So I'm gonna put you on free game.
I'm gonna put you on free game right now. All that OnlyFans shit is getting leaked. Like we send your shit for free. So put that shit on there if you want to.
In real life, though, in real life, I can't do it anyway because I have too many identifying tattoos.
I was gonna say put that shit on if you want to. We gonna see that shit for the price of own the house. Don't think you get $9.99 from me. I'm gonna see that shit for free and I'm gonna share it to the homies. I'm just letting you know.
Well, that's fucked up, Darius. Damn.
Oh, no, no, no. Y'all been sharing dick pics and curvature pics and all that shit. Oh, I could definitely share the OnlyFans to the homies.
What?
Okay, but y'all don't, but we don't got to pay for that anyway. It's free anyway.
Okay, so if I get it for free, you know, if my homies can't get
it, I don't know.
Like, oh, let me show you. Let me show
you. Hey, Darius, you out here letting off gems, D. Hey. Mm-mm. I can't condone this.
Did you not just realize when they was talking about they were sharing pictures of niggas? Did you not? Was you not?
Listen,
hear
man. Listen.
Oh, so those pictures were unsolicited.
You're smiling now, my dude.
You sent me an unsolicited ass dick pic, which, by the way, in Texas is a fucking crime anyway.
I think it's a crime everywhere.
Don't visually rape me because I don't want to see that dick. I don't want to see that. Don't do it.
Visual rape me? Wow.
Yeah, visual rape. So what happens if my man send me the OnlyFans link and I'm like, oh, okay, let me send this to Leon. Like,
bro, what you doing?
That's fucked up.
You're tripping.
No, to self, Steph. We don't accept any types of forms of payment.
It'd be your own friend.
I'm calling a bank. If I got it too, I'll pay for that shit and call a bank and be like, that was a fraudulent charge.
$11. You're not accepting your payment. Like, you are blocked.
For $11, Dre.
You gotta support black business.
Dre, $11, you gonna call it.
$11?
$11.
It'd be your own friend.
Just give me the fans only, so let me review it out to you if it's good or not.
You feel me? Yeah, I need the preview stuff. I don't want you the stuff that you put on the thing. I need the blooper reel. Go ahead.
I'm with Steph. I can't do a fans only. I have way too many identifying.
Hey, you know they got makeup for that, right?
Right.
It's literally right above my phone. Can't do it. It's like right above.
He said right where?
Where?
Like in between the navel and you know, like the pussy. I can't. It's so big. I can't. They gonna be like, oh shit.
But Dre gonna see it because you gonna take his virginity. So Dre gonna see it.
I know. He's about to get flued out, or you about to get flued out. I'm about to get fluid out. That's what it is. Right. That's all I like to hear. Dre and Joe, I like it.
I got your way there, man. I pay your way there, Southwest or Spirit. If Spirit is $19,
Spirit.
I got your way there.
Spirit, I'm medicated. Go.
Hold on, let me see.
Right,
I got. About to look at
Ain't nobody get fluid out.
No, ain't nobody get fluid out at this point.
Ooh, I got a couple dollars.
I'm scared about it.
Flights are $50 on fucking Delta. No. We're looking to book a Spirit flight right now.
My nigga Future says she get on Spirit about it.
Hey, but real talk though, like it don't matter how you get there.
Future
all
Bobby.
That matters is that he's there, Bible right? Now. Hey, Future say, man, you're flown out, belong to the streets.
Oh, uh-oh.
Nah.
Now what? No. Nah. Not having
Where's
that.
The lie?
Nah. ain't having that? Not for the streets now?
Nah. Yeah. I'm not for everybody. All right. Don't get it twisted just because I be fucking.
Huh? All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the question part. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit late out here in Ohio shit. Let's get to the question part. So I'm gonna read a question. And I want y'all to give me y'all answer. And I'm gonna start with the ladies first, okay? All right. So this is a scenario that just happened, and I guess it's happening because of the it is happening because of the Rona that's going on. So it reads, my girlfriend of 6 months has been out of work for the past 2 weeks and she just got word that she'll be laid off permanently. She asked me, could she move in with me?
She got fired, nigga.
Right. She asked me, could she move in with me? I told her that I'm not ready to share my home with anyone. She even offered to pay half the bills. I declined. She then proceeded to ask me, could I pay her rent for the next month? And I told her I'm uncomfortable doing those things that a husband should do for my girlfriend. But I did tell her she could borrow $300. She then says that I'm wrong for not helping her out during her time of need. But that isn't the case in my perspective. She says that she isn't sure dating me. She isn't sure that she'll continue to date me. Is he wrong here? Or is it just another case of an entitled woman?
I see the problem. I'm going to be honest.
We're gonna let the ladies answer first because I see Joe got a lot of animation going on, so she's very animated right movements. Now. Right, so hey, we're gonna let the ladies have it.
So you mean to tell? First of all, how long they been dating? Do we know the backstory?
Girlfriend of 6 months.
6 months.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, all right. Okay. Six months.
I wasn't listening. I just heard my girlfriend. But I mean, at the same time, though, if that's like that's your gal, like that's your girlfriend, like. I gotta borrow money from you.
What? But you know his financial statement. You know his financial status.
I don't know his financial status either. You're right. I don't know his financial status. I mean, I think 6 months is soon to be like moving in and shit.
Facts. Yeah, I agree 100%. I ain't moving in until we get getting close to marriage anyway. So.
Yeah.
Right. Right. At this point.
Okay, so here's my thing. Free game. This is additional free game. Nobody, especially ladies, you should not fuck with nobody that you can't depend on. And I'm not saying I lost my job, you got to fund stuff, but if I'm fucking you, and let's say my car breaks down, if I can't call you, I don't need to be fucking you. It doesn't matter if you're
okay. That's how understandable. Long y'all That's been understandable.
I agree. And
but
my good sis, I feel like that somewhat goes both ways. Like if a man is in a low place and he feel like he can't really fuck, like I can't count on my woman. That's not the one. Like if you're not in a space where you can be dependent on, maybe short, you don't need to be in a fucking relationship.
What's depending on though? Like are we putting half on the groceries? Are we talking about like paying bills? What are we talking about?
Emotionally, financially, spiritually, whatever. If I depend on you when I'm not really there 100% or whatever, then like this just ain't it.
It could be little shit, like, cause there's tiny dudes out here, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm hungry. And a dude will be like, oh damn, you should go get something to eat. Shit like that. Go get her, nigga. Like that's what we need. Dependable. Go
get your ass up, then. But chances are, though,
let's say my car breaks down. Let's say my car breaks down, like I said earlier. If my car breaks down and the person that I'm fucking will not, like, either come to my aid or help me out with that situation, I don't need to be fucking that person.
No, that's a problem. No, I get what you're saying on that, though. But when it comes to the food thing, y'all don't know what y'all want to eat anyway. So how am I supposed to
do that? Just send some. Just surprise me. Uber me some.
This is true.
Yeah, okay.
There'll be some shit you don't want. That's, first off, that is a trap.
You hear that, right?
Leon, school them, because you know that's a motherfucking trap.
Uber me some shit.
Because you're going to get that shit, and you're going to be like, I don't even want this shit. You know, I ain't going to
have time. I don't even want that.
You know what I like.
You something, yeah. Clearly, I don't, because I said what I thought you liked, and you said, nah, I want it.
Look. I had a whole ass what's the name of work. See, y'all told me like I work with four women, and so I was like, yo, I'm gonna take y'all out. And I'm not taking y'all out because obviously it's quarantine, but I'm gonna buy y'all lunch today, right? Like y'all just name the place, I'll buy the lunch, I'll go get it. Do you know that shit took 1 hour and 45 minutes for trying to get decisions. four fucking women? I made that's the decision, but the shit, but the shit was closed off.
That's too many ladies. That's too many ladies. You can't
that's
ask
my staff. What do y'all want? Many.
Listen, even one, that's still crazy. Like it's gonna take some time. I literally was trying to order food last night. It took all of 35 minutes. I ordered my food in 5. Tell me why.
Just like that.
We don't know why we're comments. Like this.
Steph,
I don't know why I wear this way. Just this way.
You're gonna have to go ahead, Steph, and explain that. Yeah, because you holding your tongue. I see it. You act like I can't see.
I'm saying like I'm definitely like that. If I get to a point where I'm super hungry and I don't know what I want to eat, then yeah, I don't. But guess what? If somebody that is thoughtful and pays attention to me, Uber Eats or DoorDash me some food, I will gladly eat that. Gladly. You gotta pay attention.
Okay. That's true. That's true. Because I had this one dude I was dealing with or whatever. He sent me, I sent him a message and I was like, damn, I got back-to-back meetings. Like, I don't even have a time to like pause for a break. Like, I don't even have time to eat. 30 minutes later, he was like, all right, I just sent you some Mexican food to your job. He was in fucking Dallas, and he sent me some Mexican food in Houston. Like, but he paid attention. He knew that I like Mexican food, so he sent me some Mexican food.
Look,
you didn't know you wanted the Mexican food, but he got it for you.
I'm more prone to just giving you money compared to you just like trying to. I'm like, here, no.
I don't want money. I want the thought behind it.
That's cool. Exactly. If you say like, it's not about me.
It's like I could afford my own Uber Eats, but it was just like I don't got the time.
It's not about that though. It's not about just like, oh, okay, here's money. Like, nah, you don't know what you want to eat. I don't know what you really want to eat. Listen, let's take the guessing out of it here. Take this 20. Take this 30. You go do what you need to do. No, it's on me. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there it is then. I don't know what to tell you.
Oops. Me personally, like, 6 months is too fucking short now.
Oh, yeah, facts. No.
6 months is too short for me to be talking about moving in. And like, I understand, like, we all trying to help each other out right now. Like, it's hard out here for us to, you know, 30% fucking unemployment rate and shit. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'll help her out if I can.
Can I play devil's advocate real quick?
So I'm scared. But go ahead.
Nope.
So there's all this time now since we're all stuck indoors and stuff about time. To me, time is a construct. It is. So if you put a timeline on shit like, oh, I can't do this until we get to 8 months or da-da-da-da. But I feel like when you know, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on that connection. But, I mean, obviously, their connection isn't strong enough for this.
So, he don't know, right? He's like, yo, like, obviously, like, it's been fucking 6 months. He like, yeah, I can't do that in 6 months. So,
But the thing is, though, he did.
Who was in the wrong? Who was in the wrong? Was she in the wrong for asking him and feeling like that? Or was he in the wrong for telling her, no, I can't do that, but this is the option I can't do?
I don't think anybody was in the wrong. I just think this ain't it.
He provided a solution, though. Well, he didn't really provide a solution. He compromised. He was like, hey, I'm going to give you this money, though. You can do whatever you do with this little $300 I'm about to give you. It's up to you at this point. But
now, first off, he didn't give. He said borrow. He said borrow.
He said, I'm going to let you have this, but I need it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's she going to split bills down the middle? She ain't got no job.
That was what I was going to also add.
Like, unless you're about to get that unemployment.
That's a trap.
So I was leaning, that was going to be my other thing. It was like, last month you was asking me to move in. Now this month you asking me to pay your rent. It's like, so if you would have moved in, I would have been still paying rent by myself because you obviously ain't got enough money, you know what I'm saying, to pay the rent or whatever. You feel me? Like, it's some sticky situations going on in that one. So I'm going to...
There's a lot going on.
I'm going to just go and start over. If this ain't it, throw it away. Just throw the whole relationship away. Nah.
It's literally about to be a whole Aces out here once this shit is over with. Like, everybody finna be out in this motherfucker hoeing. Niggas, mm-hmm. women, it's gonna be a whole Aces.
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because if you're already a hoe, why you gotta do a whole thing?
Let's go back to science. It's called potential energy. So motherfuckers got all this energy that they haven't fucking used in months. We've been locked down for half a month now. We're going to be on lockdown.
Hoes is going to be
a whole another month.
You just can't blame
them. They got a whole month and a half of whole energy that they got bottled up that they need to motherfucking let go. Like,
well, I hate that.
I feel it though. But hoes is still going to be hoes because it don't matter whatever it is, whatever it ain't, they gonna do that.
She itching. She breaking the hives. Why? What's going on? What's
up? I hate that term. Hoe.
First off, I'm utilizing it because Darius said it. Ain't no such thing as that because you just like what you like. That's that. That's just me. But it is what it is. If you like what you like, you like what you like.
Right. It ain't for me to judge no motherfucking body because we all got motherfucking. Shit in our closet. Everybody got shit in their closet they can motherfucking be judged about. So I ain't out here judging nobody. I'm just saying, theoretically speaking, if you want to be a little bit promiscuous once all this shit is over with, I ain't mad at you. I ain't. There's going to be a lot of promiscuity going on.
Talk about it. Nah, don't. Talk about it.
I don't like the term hoe.
Like, what would you like?
I guess my thing is like, I guess I don't like when, okay, here's an example. I had a conversation with some with a man who clearly fucking needed some goddamn therapy the other day. Nope. He right. truly did. Yeah. Steph, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Fact. This nigga needs some therapy.
Big fucking fact.
He was like, you know, I just, basically he was saying like women who just be out here having a bench or whatever, you know, like women who got.
Having a what?
A bench, like niggas that they wrote.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
You know, right, I got right. I got 2-3 niggas that I'm fucking or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't know how many niggas
I roster. Yeah, a roster.
Yeah, my roster or whatever. You don't know if them 3 are 3 or 5 in my entire life or 3 of fucking 30. You don't know. But anyway, yeah. The point is, he was like, yeah, you know, women out here, I just feel like they just really need to value their bodies more. You know, like, you just got to value that temple of person. If I could fuck you on the first night, man, I feel like you a hoe. Well, then what does that make you? You're not a hoe too?
So it sounds like this gentleman was talking about he was like he's just calling only women that
exactly, and that's what I have a problem with. Like you can't sit up here and be like, women who have been, if you got a bitch, you a hoe, or oh, if I can fuck the first night, you a hoe. Well, then nigga, you a hoe. If I could fuck you on the first night, well, then you a hoe too. You my hoe then too.
No, for sure. I think guys could be. Hoes, girls can be whatever, like anybody can be that, because it's not, I don't think
if
it's
you got a bench
or one thing, yeah.
Yeah, like if you got a bench and you rotate into 2 or 3 different women that you knocking down, you a hoe too. Don't be mad at me about my because I'm honest. Facts.
There it is, man. Be honest about your pussy.
Dre, you got anything you want to add, man? Or
I'm a hoe.
You just
became a virgin.
Dre's a virgin. Dre ain't got shit to say about this topic.
All right. Y'all want to do one more question or?
Get that last one, boy.
Cool. Last question. Let's talk about the clingy, overly aggressive type for both men and women. When you first are getting to know a person, do you prefer the over-aggressive type or the nonchalant type?
Why we can't have a balance?
Yeah, I'll take a balance, but it can't be 2 me's. Like, I'm already nonchalant as is, so, like, why would I want that?
No, I appreciate the, like, I'm trying to see you, you know what I'm saying, let's link.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
I appreciate that because I am so laid back that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? That'd be like,
but define aggressive. Like, what's aggressive?
Mm-hmm. Pull up on me. You just do it without calling me.
Hey, babe, how you doing? I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, see how your day at work was. I know you got off like 10 minutes ago, so you know what I'm saying. I just want to see how your day went. Anything?
Is this a voicemail? Anything? It sounds like a voicemail. You know what I'm
saying? It's definitely a voicemail. Definitely a voicemail.
It's like a voicemail.
You leave a voicemail, I
because,
can't fuck
because,
with you.
Because.
You leave a voicemail off time. I'm out. That's right.
Like, if motherfuckers leave me a voicemail, I'm definitely deleting that shit.
I'm out. I'm like, let's do it. I'm out.
I'm blocking you. You can block from everything.
I don't like clingy. I don't like clingy or overly aggressive. 0 stars. Very ghetto. Would not recommend.
Would not recommend.
I think
some guys think that being aggressive means that they're being thoughtful and persistent and consistent, and it doesn't equate to that all the time.
It doesn't.
Not at all.
I don't want it.
Aggressiveness don't really get you nowhere but in jail. Ask Bill Cosby. I'm just throwing it out there.
Right.
Let's put that out there. I don't know if y'all knew that.
It depends. Like, what define aggressive? Like, aggressive or interested? You know, there's a difference.
That's a fine line.
Interested
fine line.
And aggressive can be, because, like, can you do things? Like, okay, in the past, if I've wanted something, I've definitely been persistent. Right. I wouldn't say aggressive. I made sure that they understood that this is what I want and I'm going to get it. But I wasn't trying to be like, I wasn't rapey.
Right. Like define, like my thing, I guess, is like, what does aggressive mean? Like, you mean like, hey, red shirt, aggressive? Or like, hey, I really want to see you. Are you free tonight? Aggressive.
I mean, you can still say, hey, red shirt, I still want to see you tonight because I don't know your name.
Don't call me red shirt.
Damn, leggings.
What's up? Hey,
yeah, Redbone.
Don't call me Red Shirt. Don't.
Hey, Redbone.
What's up,
y'all? Yeah, yeah.
Come over here.
Yeah, yeah. Where you at? I know you hear me calling you shit.
Oh, I hate you.
I can't get your number, Leggings.
What's up? I see you. I see you, nice eyebrows. What's up, bitch? Come over here.
Oh,
get over
here.
So how y'all want to do it to approach y'all then?
Oh, good question.
Give him some free game.
You want the nigga that's gonna grab your elbow?
Don't touch me. No.
So no, don't touch my. Definitely do not touch my elbow. That is a quick way to piss me off.
Don't touch me.
If I'm out with my girls and a guy comes up and approaches me, like I would like for him to be cordial to the group and show interest in whoever wants to show interest in. That's a good way to do it. I mean, I'm a big fan. I have no game, like zero, none. But I'm a big fan of like, okay, you walk by me, let me catch a little whiff of your cologne and shit. You know, pique my interest, flirt a little bit, and then approach me with some respect. Don't grab my arm. Don't call me by my identifying features, and don't stare at me from across the bar because I'm gonna think you agree.
Right. Agree with all of that.
Same thing if somebody slides in your DMs, right? Like, I mean, you got to approach it. You got to finesse the shit a certain type of way. You can't just be all extra aggressive in comments or asking pointed questions and stuff. Like, it's trash.
Especially with the DMs. I think DMs are more, relatable right now, I guess, because everybody's sliding in everybody's DMs. But, like, if you slide in somebody's DMs, hey, beautiful, good morning, that shit don't grab my attention.
Good morning, queen.
Oh, good morning, queen.
So what's the best way, though?
Dancing around a question is what they're doing. They're dancing around that motherfucking question.
I'm not going to dance around it. Let me tell you. This is how.
You got to basically be creative.
Be creative. That's it.
I don't like that.
But if, okay, so for example, like on my Instagram, I've got videos of me riding my motorcycle. You know, I got shit like that or whatever. People slide in my DMs and like if you ride bikes too or whatever, just be like, damn, I saw you a Gixxer. You know, I got X, you know, X, Y, and Z. How do you like the 750 versus the whatever? Like, come to me with some shit that I'm like, oh, okay, he paying attention a little bit. Or, you know, if you see my name is Dro, if you come in there with some Dro lyrics, everybody does that. Everybody.
Go ahead, Dro.
I ain't got it.
I'm ignoring.
But like, you know, just pay attention. Be creative. Be creative. Have a little bit.
I got a good example. So I had posted on my Facebook and my Instagram a couple weekends ago that I was going to go to D-Nice's homeschool party, and then I was going to go to Bevy in Chicago, right? A good way to approach that situation, you can slide in my DMs and be like, yo, you going to the club tonight? First of all, make me laugh. Be creative with that shit and be thoughtful. How dope is that?
Corny niggas
are where it's at. I like a corny motherfucker. Because everybody... Well,
corny is everything, though.
I will take a corny-ass Russell. Exactly. I'll take some creative corniness than some fucking mannish-ass you gonna cry in the Hyundai or in the... Nigga, I don't want to cry at all. What you talking about?
Niggas is crying? Wait a minute, what happened?
I'm confused now.
Future, you gonna cry in the Maybach or you gonna cry in the...
I don't listen to Future, I'm sorry. My bad.
I don't wanna cry at all. I'll take Russell though. A corny ass Russell.
I like corny. It gives me the warm and fuzzies. I like it.
I like corny and halfway ugly.
Yeah, halfway that's what it's like. Yes, we talk about that a lot on our podcast.
A lot. I don't want anybody that's fine.
What's halfway ugly?
I don't got time for that.
What's halfway ugly?
Like, you can't be too fine, but you got to be attractive. And some of us, you got to be a little fucked up.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Right. Right.
I got it.
This ain't your beard, because I can't fuck with the patch of beard.
Niggas looking at their beard and shit like,
hey, I'm all right. I'm cool. So I ain't tripping. So
I just got a little check in and shit.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Man.
She don't want the Anthony Hamilton. That's what she wants. She don't.
I do not fuck with the Anthony Hamilton. I can't do it. You gotta spray that shit. I do something. I don't know.
Hey, but his music is fire though. Hey, he'll sing to you, sing them panties right off.
No, you gonna sing me to sleep, but these panties ain't going nowhere.
Oh wow. Wow.
The panties just don't the chest. Actually, I don't really wear panties, but the point is you're not gonna get no pussy.
Talk about it.
He said, talk about it.
Great. Trey drop in like
he said, talk about it. He said, so
You gotta just be free. Let's breathe. Yeah, man.
FaceTime me later. Let's talk about it. But no, with the whole DM mm-hmm. thing, I mean, a lot of people just be corny though. Like,
but we like corny. We kind of like corny.
But they like corny, know, though, right? Like,
they're taking too far.
We like calculated corny.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. with me, if I jump in your DM, I'm gonna talk to you like I know you first of all.
Facts.
Like, for sure. You're gonna be like, who the fuck is?
Like, why are you talking to me like this?
Yeah, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna be weird. Like, you'll be like, oh, this nigga knows, how the fuck he know me? You know what right. I'm saying? You know, weird shit to where you be like, all right, weird nigga, get on my DMs now.
All right, weird
nigga. I kind of
like that. I like, talk to me like you kind of know me. Definitely talk to me nice.
Cause you like weird, like, when you're like, but nudes jump in there. And what's up, yeah. people? Hey. Like, where you go with that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, like, she wrote back. Here. She wrote back, so that means that she might be interested. But like, mm-hmm. at that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you gotta, you know, either shoot your shot all the way or get the fuck out the paint.
Hey, you gotta do the behind the back fadeaway. You feel me? You gotta make sure that shit happen. Half court. Hey, you do what you do.
Ew. You gonna miss it every time.
But every shot you don't take, you miss. So I mean,
that's it is. True. Wayne Gretzky said that. So did Michael Scott.
I agree. I
respect that, man.
But at YMW Melly.
I don't know who that is. But
all right, I'm about to say. All right, cool. On that, man, I think it's a good time for us to go ahead and wrap this up, man. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to our amazing co-host that came in, Steph Dro. We appreciate y'all so much, man. Hey. Definitely gotta take y'all up on that offer to come to Houston. Dang,
dang. Absolutely. Make sure you come.
Oh, we coming. Shit.
Every time. Turkey leg in my life.
I ain't been to Houston in forever like Dre was. I'm like, hey, man.
Make sure y'all plug your stuff up so everybody can know.
Absolutely.
Let them know where to find it.
Where this at?
I know y'all not gonna plug it. Y'all just gonna look at the screen. That's weird.
Right. We like plug y'all shit.
Wait, what happened?
Plug y'all shit. Plug. Tell them once again where they can find y'all at.
Oh, I didn't. Everybody was talking. We didn't hear shit. Okay. So,
no bad.
So obviously you can catch us on Instagram at Are We Doing This or Not Podcast. that's where you can catch us. We're on Anchor FM as well and on Spotify. Our links are on the Are We Doing This or Not Podcast Instagram account. Make sure you follow. We talk about a whole bunch of shit. Kind of like this little episode here.
Absolutely funny. So definitely make sure y'all. You know what I'm saying? Listen to them. They're absolutely amazing. They're funny. Like, I think they held back a little bit today.
I felt like it too.
Oh, don't act like I ain't listened to the. I listened to the first episode. I was like, oh, y'all wow.
I feel like y'all real tame right now, but it's all good though. We'll get y'all back.
It's cool because y'all we had home court advantage, so we come down to Houston. Y'all got home court advantage, so y'all, you know what I'm saying, kid.
For sure.
Y'all got a chance to win it. Y'all got a chance to win the series back.
Y'all low key 3-0 right now.
How 3-0?
All right, man. But that's it, man. Y'all motherfuckers out there, y'all stay safe out there, man. Make sure y'all watch the video because y'all get to see all the behind the scenes shit of all of us recording or whatever, man. But we out of here.
See niggas moving around for no reason.
Be safe. It's your boy DB.
Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
Right, what the hell? You fuck going on?
And then our guest host. Y'all like
girl,
I tell
Seth?
And Jerome.
And that's why we're single. What about you?
Virgin Dre is out.
Yeah, guys, Detroit. What's good? 3-1-3.
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still single.